Harper Audio presents Good Tidings and Great Joy, Protecting the Heart of Christmas by Sarah Palin. This is the author. To Mom and Dad, thank you for the most unique and inspiring upbringing. You taught us to work very hard and to fight for what's right. From you, I learned to lean into the exhaustion of hard work, which turns out to be exhilarating. And it's fun to watch you live like every day is Christmas. Our world needs more of that. All this for me? And I wasn't even very good. My grandson, Tripp Easton Mitchell, upon seeing the presents beneath the Christmas tree, 2012. Introduction. I've never had to dream of a white Christmas. Growing up in Alaska, I didn't have to imagine snow. It wasn't some romantic notion or a fluffy excuse to get out of school. It was something I shoveled from the driveway, threw at my brother, and ate with my sisters. I never thought of snow as a picturesque backdrop for Christmas cards that would politely melt away for safer New Year's Eve parties. Our snow seemed relentless, heavy, and sometimes even threatening, a force to be reckoned with, an ever-present reality that stole the sure footing on roadways, caused roofs to collapse, and made us children squeal in delight. Though we were always guaranteed a white Christmas, the magic of the last frontier reached far beyond the stunning, icy backdrop. I grew up just 300 miles from North Pole, Alaska. Okay, it isn't the true North Pole, but don't tell that to the hundreds of thousands of children who sent letters there over the years. Alaska is the perfect place to watch for Santa and his reindeer, as the spectacular northern lights make them easier to spot. There's something about the harsh, cold outdoors that makes opening Christmas presents by the fireplace so cozy. Like many Americans, we have fun, long-standing family Christmas traditions. For years, we cut down our tree from our own or friend's property. We plop the sometimes Charlie Brown-looking spruce in our living room, tether it with fish line, and decorate it with a variety of ornaments collected over the years. Fat Santas, comically slender snowmen, pine cones topped with velvet ribbons, sticky sweet candy canes, and felt mittens with the kids' lopsided names written on the backs in Sharpie markers. Oh, and we bake. Usually my sisters, mom, daughters, and best girlfriends join me in the kitchen, and we bake until the smell of cinnamon rolls overtakes the aroma of our Alaska spruce. We live out the old song, "Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go," but with a more efficient method of travel. On icy Christmas Eves and that climactic next morning, we often jump on our snow machines and wind our way around frozen natural trail markers and under the snow-covered branches of the cottonwood trees. One by one, we make our way through the woods and along the roadside as gorgeous white powder kicks up around us and the frigid air bites any exposed skin on our faces. We glide through our valley, embraced by majestic mountains with my family, occasionally startling a moose, passing caribou further north, and hoping the kids in the back keep up. As governor, I was able to see even more jaw-dropping vistas throughout Alaska. But the most beautiful scenes were the ones I've taken in through the lenses of my snow machine goggles. When we arrive at the homes of our friends and families, we frequently play Eskimo bingo, a gift-swapping game, and the only time we enthusiastically encourage the kids to be greedy. Everyone brings a wrapped gift for exchange and places it on the floor. With a timer ticking, we roll dice in a pie tin and hope to get double so the gift-grabbing can begin. Each person gets to steal presents from the center of our circle, even ones already nabbed. This might sound like a fun parlor game, but it gets intense. When someone unwraps something good and places it on the floor, even for a moment, it's fair game. One
sample complete. Ready to continue?